What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live at Jake's in Frisco here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for Brian Broaddus and Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. And thank you to Reliant as well. I'm trying to – the waivers have since been sent in at 3 o'clock today. So the waivers have – the waiver wire has not rolled to the teams yet. So I'm trying to get about the news about Childress.
Yeah, we need Big Zion back on the squad.
Maybe, hopefully here real soon, one of my Gang of Seven will alert me that he, in fact, he cleared waivers and would be on the practice squad, or some team was smart watching tape and said, oh, wow, we can make this guy a safety too. He's got that kind of body that could be.
The Ravens will probably pick him up and then throw him into the trade for Micah.
Send him back to you.
That's how the good teams figure it out.
Is the Isaiah Land practice squad edition official?
Yeah, I believe so. From what I've seen.
Last night, I know Nicole Hutchinson and Patrick Walker on DallasCowboys.com were saying Isaiah Land, who the Cowboys cut 2 years ago, has been with the Colts. And I know, we were
Eberflus
real bummed
guy
about
again?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, Eberflus had him in Indy, right?
I don't think so.
Was he already in Chicago?
He was the head coach at the time with the Bears.
Yeah.
But so he certainly was great with the Cowboys.
Why did
that
I feel like
season?
That he was at Indy with Flus?
He was in Indy, but Flus was at that time with the Bears.
How long was Flus with the Bears? 3 years?
3 years. Okay. Should have probably been two.
Yeah. Okay.
Should have probably been zero.
Jeez.
Dude, that's our defensive coordinator. Can you show some damn respect?
Gosh, no respect at all.
It was pretty clueless at the end. You think there's a single Bears fan walking around that says, yes, Eberflus should have been our coach for a single second?
Is it his fault that his cornerback was waving to the crowd on a key play in the game?
It's his fault that he doesn't know how to call a timeout.
You can only coach so much, you know? These players, they put you in a bad spot.
Yeah,
you know, they lost that game though. They went on a downward spiral.
They were 4-2. They were on the verge of being 5-2.
Think about that.
It all went to hell.
One play. All right. Let's see here. I got a text message. Let's see if we got something going here.
Give me Zion.
Yeah. Oh no.
Bye, Robert Rochelle.
I just sent you a pic. That's all that was.
Oh no. Nope, that's from somebody else.
I was wondering what you're doing in the stall.
Yeah. Now I'm jealous.
Let's not talk about that pic.
All right. We're back at it with Pro Football Focus. I'm paid up, ready to go, you know.
Here we go.
Give him a little Krusty's Corner.
Back to the PFF post today.
It's the PFF Corner.
No. But I want to tell you this, though, because I think they got some interesting things here. Okay. Already have a little bit of a breakdown about Dak and Hurts, and I wanted to know if you guys agree this. But they also have a deal like each quarterback's biggest kryptonite.
Ooh.
The kryptonite thing. So
I like kryptonite.
Yeah, but – what they're looking at right now is, okay, how about this one? Did you realize this?
No.
They say passer rating when clean, like a clean pocket.
I would think Dak's up there pretty high.
I think he's better when he's blitzed.
Okay, as compared to him or Hurts?
Oh, okay.
Him or Hurts?
Hurts clean.
Dak clean. Yeah, I'll go Dak clean.
Hurts clean.
Balls.
Passer rating of 120.2. Dak is an 88.5.
Dak's better when he's got pressure on him.
Okay,
when
how
the
about
bullets
this?
Are flying.
Passer rating under pressure.
Dak.
Under pressure. Is it Hurts or is it Dak?
Give me four.
I would say Dak. Hurts.
It's going to be Prescott. Passer rating of 78.8 with Hurts is 65.2 under pressure.
Yeah, because it speeds you up. It speeds you up. You have to be a good processor. You got to be accurate. You got to be willing to get the ball out of your hands. Hurts isn't necessarily that guy.
78 is a bad number, too.
You think he's kind of dumb?
78.8 is a bad number on the pressures?
On passer rating?
With pressure.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yeah, I mean, do wonder where that ranks amongst all quarterbacks.
I need to look that up. That's an interesting talk right there because for some reason I thought he was one of the better ones in the league.
I think he's best against the blitz.
Yeah,
yes, but no question.
Yeah, he is. He's top three, I know. We saw that a couple weeks
ago. How about this category of big-time throws?
Oh, BTT is one of my favorite stats in football. Big-time throws.
Hurts or Dak?
This last year?
This last year.
Oh, well, then, last year, I'd have to go with Hurts. Dak was just not himself last year. It's a big-time throw rate, I guess.
Yeah. Percentage.
I mean, they just neutered that offense. I don't know if Hurts was taking any chances. Let me go with Dak.
Dak. 4.09% and Hurts was 3.74%. Big time throws.
Low.
How about turnover worthy plays?
Oh, Dak. I think he led the league. I think it was like 4.9%.
It's actually 4.68%.
Wow.
Not good.
And Hurts was at 3.23%. How about this one? Okay. I don't know what their power rating is. No, I don't. Power rating.
Are we talking physicality?
Yeah, I don't know.
Run through a mofo's face?
I needed just to stop right there after the turnover worthy plays. When you start talking about power rating, I don't know. All right. This is what they're saying about the biggest weaknesses for these two quarterbacks. Would anybody like to take a guess of what Hurts' biggest weakness is? And it just encompasses the whole – think about him playing quarterback and what he has to deal with and think about what – PFF thinks it might be his biggest weakness.
Tight window over the middle of the field.
Intermediate.
Dawson?
Hell, I don't know. Deep balls?
They say he's a garbage third down quarterback.
Third down?
Yeah. Yeah. His 54% third down passing grade in 2024 ranks second to the last among returning quarterbacks. He had just three outings where his third down passer rating surpassed 80.
Yeah, you put
and
him.
One of them was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and that's like one of the ultimate quarterback stats too, where it's like, hey, the defense knows you have to pass the ball. Can you be that guy? Play action's not going to work. You can't really trick it up. You got to drop back and play the quarterback position.
He said that they also said that Hurts did finish with an 80.2. passing grade on money downs in 2023, and since play on third down isn't stable, he might return to top tier, is what they're saying, in 2025. But right now, they say his biggest kryptonite is if you can get him into third down passing.
Third and long.
Third down passing.
Let's go.
And they didn't have much of that last year because they were just running the hell out of the football.
Running that rock, for sure. All right, how about for your quarterback, Dak Prescott? Where does he fit in all this?
Well, he's money on third downs.
His biggest weakness.
First down.
His biggest weakness.
Probably turnover-worthy plays.
Good guess.
I say when they get pressure with four.
Chief, did you come up with something or did I miss that?
No, I think Walchuk's probably got it pretty nailed with the turnover-worthy plays. I mean, if you're going big picture, you would just say like Dak in a big game or whatever.
They're saying Dak's biggest weakness is playing against top defenses.
Okay, beautiful. Well, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, everybody, though, if you can see everybody on the panel, it's just, oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was my next
guess. Brian.
They've stunk.
Confirmed what I had gathered.
But I do wonder.
I'm surprised none of you said that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it goes back to kind of the big game thing. Like when you're going up, you're usually going up against
teams.
Big defenses or better defenses. So, I'm surprised. I should have said that.
I mean, the answer is 100% true. That's his kryptonite.
Fred Warner is a kryptonite. They say Prescott and the Cowboys suffered in 2024, resulting in a career low 68.2 overall grade before the veteran passer season ending injury. Let's toss aside as an outlier year and look at 2023. When Prescott was playing the best football of his career, he was a 90.3 overall grade. That season, he faced 152 dropbacks against top 10 defenses, and EPA allowed per dropback and posted a 57.2 passer rating.
Oh, yeah. See, so even in his MVP year, or the runner-up MVP year, it was feasting on bad defenses. That is 100% what that was and what it's really always been.
Where of the two, of all the things that we kind of went through, of the things that where Dak was deficient as the turnover worthy plays.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you nervous? I mean, they got Ferguson back healthy. They
it
got Pickens.
Help.
They got Lamb.
I mean, he was also having the tight window throws every week we're looking at. He's leading the league in tight window throws. Hopefully with better receivers and maybe better play calling and offensive scheme, that's something that he's not having to do week to week.
I really want to be proven wrong on this, but my opinion going into the offseason was adding another wide receiver isn't going to change that much because I think you need to make the defense worry more about the running game to get the looks. I think what happens with quite a bit of Dak's picks is that he doesn't see a guy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're throwing to George Pickens or Michael Gallup or Noah Brown. If you don't see a guy, you don't see a guy, and there's nothing the wide receiver can do about it.
If he doesn't read the defense correctly off the snap, then there are going to be some problems.
Yeah. I mean, and that's daunting, like what the stat you just gave us, because looking at the best defenses, at least by points allowed last year, like a ton of them, Chargers, Eagles, Broncos, Vikings, Packers, Lions. That's six of your top seven. Do they play the Chiefs this year?
They do. Yeah.
They got okay, so all of the top seven teams in points allowed from 2024 are on this thing. That's tough, Brian.
That's the biggest reason why you're probably seeing the win-loss being as low as it is, 7.5 wins, because your schedule is actually, for the first time,
it's a tough schedule.
You're playing really good defenses, at least as it stands right now. You're probably going to be playing some of the best defenses in the NFL this year, and throughout Dak's career, he is not the same quarterback.
Problem. Thank you, Jim.
Classic suckers bet, I think, taking the over. Thank you, Brian. There's the music there. I feel like I'm at the award show. Got to go.
Gotta go.
Late for break. Okay, we're live at Jake's and Frisco. Come have some delicious burgers and cold beers. Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock, and we're back. Woolchuck with?
Let's do a little daily football fix. X-Factors, injury updates, and which college teams are on upset alert. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.